Now we go back to the news. In this news slot, we'll range from strawberry growing, recycling centres, boats on the Broads, and a suggestion that Castle Meadow should be smartened up following completion of the huge works to the Castle Museum. First, however, more about Bishops and refurbishment. But this time we're talking about Bishops the Jewellers on London Street. Located in London Street, Windsor Bishop Jewellery Shop first opened 187 years ago. However, it will be now known as Preston's Norwich, after the firm bought the shop in 2021 in a £2 million sale. A full refurbishment and refit of the historic store is well underway, with fully restored Victorian display cabinets and the opening of a Rolex authorised service centre on the second floor. The spiral staircase in the back left corner of the Grade 2 listed building is also being brought front and centre. Work is due to begin shortly on its ground and first floor showrooms for Rolex to be completed by summer 2024. Carl Massey, Managing Director of Preston, said, "This process has not been change for change's sake. It's been a journey undertaken with care due to the listed status of the premises, and the refurbished and refitted areas are designed to last for many years."
Innovative A1-based technology for forecasting growth in strawberry plants has been trialled on a Norfolk fruit farm. Fruitcast captures digital imagery of millions of berries as they grow, then uses AI, artificial intelligence, driven by one of the largest databases in the world, to help growers accurately predict growth and yields up to 6 weeks in advance. The Lincolnshire-based firm is planning a commercial launch for its product in spring. And during the last 2 years, the system has been trialled and developed with two leading UK fruit growers, including Place UK, based at Tunstead, near North Walsham.
Claims that shutting Norfolk's recycling centres once a week and introducing a booking system will send fly-tipping soaring have been rubbished by council leaders. Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council has proposed shutting the 19 tips it runs on Wednesdays to save £200,000 each year as part of £52 million cuts and savings. They also want to bring in time slots people have to book so they can get rid of rubbish at tips to save a further £200,000 each year. Consultation over the change will start in the coming weeks, with the council due to set its budget next month.
Members of the Broads Authority, BA, have voted to limit the size of vessels entering the waterways to just 24 metres. The change formalises historical trends which have long been evident. It has been 8 years since the last vessel entering the Broads required pilotage, which sees local experts go aboard to help guide large seagoing vessels along the waterways. The service was once a busy part of life on the rivers, as pilots helped navigate trading ships 20 miles along the Yar from the sea to Norwich. However, the authority is keen to keep its options open in case the tide of history turns again and seafaring ships do return in the future. If a larger vessel did wish to visit, a risk assessment could be carried out to see if this can be arranged.
A few years ago, the then called Castle Mall was emblematic of everything that was going wrong with the traditional shopping centre. Now, 5 years after relaunching as Castle Quarter, the venue has recorded record footfall, increasing its 2022 figures by 8.8%. In comparison, footfall in the rest of the city has only gone up by around 1.2% in the past year, which means the increase at the centre is more than seven times higher than Norwich as a whole. Competitive leisure, food and beverage and community services now account for 50% of Castle Quarter's offering, with tenants like mini golf venue Putt-Putt Noodle and sports arcade Boom Battle Bar reporting a successful 12 months.
And for our first feature on the next track, we go again to Derek James's nostalgia column. This week, prompted by a recently available book on the subject, he writes about the Great Hospital. His article is read by Ian Robertson.